Greetings and welcome to the latest episode of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life and various subjects through the eyes of myself. I am GT. I am a 63-year-old baby boomer, and I'm here with
Daniel, and I am a 16-year-old Gen Zer.
We just discovered, so this is, I got to share this because it's funny, I think. So this morning I went in and started numbering the episode, so because we're getting up to, this should be episode 8, I believe. Right? Apparently I don't know how to count. But anyway, so I started telling Daniel, I said, okay, so I'm just telling you what I did. And I said, but it doesn't make sense because we do two a week. And the last one I numbered was actually 7.1. That was the where we reviewed Jesus Christ Superstar. And I said, well, that doesn't seem right because it should be an even number. So he looked on his phone and he goes, here's why. I go, why? He goes, it goes from 5 to 7. He goes, you miscounted. And I'm going, oh, my God. So episode 6 is is forever going to be known as the missing episode. So I don't think I'm going to change it.
Yeah?
I want people to say.
This is going to be lore.
I want somebody to go, well, where's episode 6? What was that all about? Too bad to air. It was too nasty to air. So, yeah, that's I thought that was funny. So, anyway, we want to quickly give out our contact info. Our email, which I monitor, is timeonthemic@gmail.com. Daniel does all the social media magic, and?
It's Time on the Mic on everything besides Facebook. It's Time on the Mic space Daniel.
And we talked briefly last time about hoping that what I'm seeing on our Facebook page nobody else can see because it's, speaking of nasty, it's...
Yeah, I should probably follow somebody, so that should change.
Well, so I've been on my email since it's the account set up for the Time on the Mic Gmail account. I get friend requests.
Do you?
And I've just been, yeah, okay.
Oh,
so
on Facebook?
Doesn't that count?
What?
They have to be followers or friends?
So your friends have to like something. And then it would go on your feed.
And then you'll stop seeing all these girls showing their tatas?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Okay.
It would feed through.
There's some large ladies out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're scrolling through this feed?
Well, because I'm like, well, when I first saw it, this was like a week ago, I'm like, okay, I thought everybody could see that.
No.
So I'm going through every one of them, and I'm like, block, 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 and I'm thinking, and I keep scrolling. I'm going, this shit goes forever. I can't possibly. And I looked in the settings. There's no way. There's no like box to click. Block all the thick ladies that, you know. So I just thought I could be here for days blocking all this stuff. And it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
It's like, man, either. And I know some of it's probably bots or whatever, but somebody's got to be programming these bots,
yeah.
Right? So somebody's got some serious free time on their hands. So anyway, this episode, we're going to kind of switch roles here. Daniel's got some stuff he wants to discuss with me. And I'm not sure, I'm a little nervous because I'm not sure what he wants to ask me, so.
You're handing it off to me now?
I'm going to hand it over to you, and the show is yours.
So, I am in school currently, correct? Yes. And you
mean
went
like
to
right
school.
Now?
Yeah.
No, you're sitting right here with me.
Yeah. But you also went to school.
Did I?
Correct.
Yes, I did.
You also went to extra school called college, mm-hmm. Correct? Mm-hmm. You sound nasty.
Sorry,
saying that.
I'm taking a drink. Sorry. Yes, I went to college. I have a associate's degree in electronics.
So, growing up in school, you had recess?
Yep.
What games did you play or what did you do during recess?
Games?
Yeah. Or, like, what did you do?
You want the whole history?
Sure, yeah.
When I was in grade school, we would, well, I guess they had basketball poles. We'd probably.
Basketball poles?
Yeah.
You mean like just basketball hoops?
I knew what I meant. But the thing was, everybody had recess at the same time. So.
Yeah.
We probably just ran around like crazy people because we had all this energy. But I remember. I had this friend who had a brother who was
This is a great starting of a story.
What?
This is a great start of a story. I had a friend who had a brother who had a dog.
Well, I'm just there's a point to this. So my friend was my age. He was in my grade. His brother was two grades ahead of us, I think. But his brother didn't like me.
Yeah.
We didn't get along. So he was forever giving me shit. And I wasn't backing down. I was like, I don't care if you're older than me, asshole. He was just a little short guy, you know? Yeah. And I was like, he had short man syndrome. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of, I would say actually had.
You had a rivalry?
Well, we didn't actually like physically fight, but we kind of pushed each other around a little bit. But back then, bullying was a rite of passage. Nobody saw, unless somebody was bashing your brains in with a tire iron or something, nobody saw it as a big deal. It wasn't like it is now, where like, somebody said something bad to you? Oh my God, let's call the cops. My point to all this is from kindergarten through sixth grade, I was, even past that, I guess, I was bullied and I was also a bully.
Yeah.
But I am of the firm belief that, at least from a male perspective, is that's a character builder.
Yeah.
Because you're going to encounter that kind of stuff your whole life. So it kind of helps you navigate through that.
Yeah.
So, but recess, I remember, God, what was I? I had to have been in like first grade. So we had behind a school, it was like asphalt where you could, and then they had a big field past that, and it had rained. And they told us all before we went out, do not go out in the field. And so what do? Hey, let's go out in the field. And so I remember running, and I slipped and fell, and I fell in this mud puddle, and I was head to toe mud. They had to call my dad at home to bring me clothes. He was pissed, of course. But I remember that. I was like totally embarrassed. I'm walking around like covered in mud and looked like a Woodstock, you know?
Yeah.
So grade school recess.
A blur.
Well, I don't remember anything eventful about it other than there's a few things I won't get into, but.
What is that supposed to mean? You were in like what, third grade?
Okay. I'll tell you. So this has to do with my friend's brother.
Okay.
So he convinced some of his friends, I guess. They picked me up off the ground and like from the back. So I was like kind of how you when
like
you
surfing?
When you crowd surfing, yeah. You're laying on your back. And they spread my legs and he punched me right in the nuts as hard as he could.
That is crazy.
So yeah. That was my, I think that was the first time I had ever been hit there, and I was just like, whoa, what is this?
So no teacher supervision? Like,
there were teachers out there, yeah, but
I mean, look at that idiot.
Well, there's, like I said, we all had recess at the same time, yeah. So there was a bazillion kids out there. I mean, two people can't watch all,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there were people doing drug deals, and no, I'm kidding. junior high, we didn't have recess. But we had, I really shouldn't get into this with you.
Come on.
No.
This is the reason for the podcast.
No.
Telling stories.
You're too young to hear some of this stuff.
In middle school?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. So we had lunch. Did we have an hour for, we had a certain amount of time for lunch. I don't remember what it was, but you could eat. And whatever time was left was yours. You couldn't leave the grounds, but you could go outside or whatever. So, if I remember right, we'd go outside once in a while, but for the most part, we just hung out in the cafeteria and bullshitted with each other. And we did a few crazy things that I'm not going to tell you.
Come on.
No. High school? High school, yeah. I hated high school, by the way.
Yeah?
Oh, God, I couldn't. Anyway, so at my high school, it was kind of the same thing. You'd have lunch, you'd have a certain amount of time, you'd eat, and whatever time you had left was yours. You couldn't leave the grounds, but you could walk around outside or whatever. But in high school is when, I guess it was some junior high too, kind of, but everybody was split into two groups. There was the jocks. the people that weren't jocks. I can't, there was a term for it that just escapes me at the moment. But anyway, I wasn't a jock, so I kind of had to fall into the other group. But in high school, the quote-unquote questionable kids would go out outside the cafeteria and smoke cigarettes. And nobody really said anything.
Yeah.
But we had a, they had a, he was like a security guy. I mean, he was just plain clothes. He wasn't in a uniform, but he was this little short guy. His name was Eric. And we used to call him Eric the Narc.
Yeah.
So his job was to go around and catch people doing shit they shouldn't be doing and then send them to the office and get punished or whatever happened. So did I tell you this story?
Yeah, but continue. Okay.
So one day, I get done eating, and I go out to the quote-unquote questionable kids group. And he comes up to me. I mean, I was in probably 10th grade. And he, I was already taller than him. And he blocks my way. I couldn't get past him. And I'm like, what do you want? You've been smoking pot. And I go, what? He goes, I can smell it on you. You've been smoking pot. And I go, dude, you're crazy. Get out of my way. He goes, you're coming with me. And I looked at him and I go, no, I'm not. He goes, and he, I don't know what happened. And I don't, he just, we just kind of stared down at each other and he just walked away. And I'm just like, what the hell?
Trying to get aroused out of you.
I don't know what he was doing, but the guy was, I don't know. But in junior high and high school, most of our time where we did crazy shit was outside of school, like at football games and stuff.
Yeah.
Because in junior high, you could buy a pass for all the home games.
Yeah.
So I'd have my parents, hey, can you buy me this pass for all the games? And I never went to one of the games. And then, because we not that we were doing anything bad, but we just got together and, you know, the questionable kids.
Yeah.
And we would actually, there was a park near the field and we would do whatever it is we're doing. We weren't really doing anything bad, just, you know, being kids. And, but the thing, funny thing was we'd have to scramble at the end because your parents would always ask you, oh, what was the score? Who won the game? So we'd have to try to find out. But how about you?
What, for recess?
Yeah.
Growing up in, I'd say, well, because I went to a different school in for, I want to say, yeah, for kindergarten. I don't think there was recess for preschool unless I just don't remember.
Oh, you're talking about preschool?
Yeah, I don't believe there's recess for preschool, but kindergarten there was, and it was at the school that my town is now, you know. The school used to have K through 8th grade. So everybody had recess.
Right.
K through 8th grade.
Right.
And it's a little grounds, but it has a lot of open field. And I mean, we did kickball. We just played on the little set that they had. Mm-hmm. It was like made out of wood and metal. It had one slide. You know, everybody was just clunked up. And then there was another set in the front.
Are you talking about the school next to your grandparents?
Oh, no, no. The
where you live now?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't go to that school?
I did. Okay. But only for kindergarten because after that, they got shut down.
Oh, yeah. I helped build that place.
How did you end up doing that? Because you were part of the ball association?
Yeah, that was part of it because we all got together. I don't know how it all came about. I was just asked to help. But a lot of the people that were involved in baseball and the parents of the school volunteered. The school bought all the stuff. And it took us a day, but we built all that from a kit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up on that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was, the one we did, I don't think it was there very long. I don't know why, but.
But the one in my town, they, I just would play on the sets, maybe play kickball. That's really it. I remember a story in line where it was a way older kid from a different grade. And he, while we get in line, because you had to get in line because there was recess in the morning,
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was recess in the morning, and this kid...
Because the teachers didn't want to deal with you there. Yeah.
So one of the older kids came up to me and was like, do this. And I was like, Should I?
What do you want you to do?
He told me to flip the bird to somebody. Okay. I had no clue what it was, and I got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But also another funny story, in kindergarten where you learn to tie your shoes, I came up, because I didn't know how to, it was a terrible concept for me as well.
terrible concept.
Yeah, on the playground, because of the bunny, wear slippers? The bunny in the loop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I went on the playground and asked an older kid, and he was like, look at my shoes. They were Velcro. He didn't know how to tie his shoes. He was in sixth grade.
And the clouds parted and the sun came down. You hear this, I don't need to tie my shoes.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what happened. And grade school, you know, we had grade school. I did a lot of things. I did, do you know what wall ball is?
Like handball?
Handball.
What's wall ball?
So wall ball is you throw a ball at the wall.
And no.
Yeah. You throw a ball at the wall as hard as you can or as soft as you can. But the point of the game is you want to catch the ball to get the person out. So you throw it at the wall, and you if the other person catches it, you're out.
Oh, so you throw it and somebody else has to catch it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then you're out if they catch it. But if they drop it, they have to run to the wall, and if somebody picks it up and throws it at the wall before they get to the wall, they're out.
Okay.
So that's what I played.
Okay.
It was a big thing because also we had a huge wall,
mm-hmm.
and people would buy their own balls to bring to school to play this game. So.
I'm bringing my balls to school.
Yep. Yeah. And obviously, I would do basketball tournaments with my friend. We would do, James, I would do basketball tournaments with him.
At school?
Yeah, so.
Like real tournaments or just use made up tournaments like at recess?
So it was a 1v1 like every day between me and him.
Oh, okay.
And we would do whoever wins, which I think I only lost once. But
of course.
Whoever wins gets to dare them to do whatever they want. Jesus. So yeah, that's what we did.
Basketball
as well.
Truth or dare.
Yeah, basically. That's what we did. And then,
so what'd you dare him to do?
One time I think I dared him a few times to ask out some people and other things. Just, I remember one specifically because
I'd say go rob a bank, give me the money.
Well, it was more like obvious ones, but like easier things to do.
So did he get any dates?
No.
No? What'd they say to him? Ew.
I don't know.
You got cooties. I don't remember that. Did you ever have somebody tell you that?
Yeah. I don't remember everything I got, but yeah. And we played games that were getting outlawed by our school.
Outlawed?
Yeah. Oh, we would.
You guys were outlawed.
Yeah. You
like
know,
what? Like Russian roulette?
So no. And
you know what that is?
Yeah. So in second and third grade, well, first and second, I would play soccer. That's the only thing I played.
Soccer?
Yeah.
I thought you said sports.
But going into grade school, we also played soccer, but that would get outlawed because it would get so physical.
Oh, yeah.
And also because soccer got outlawed.
Outlawed?
For like a week.
Oh, okay.
You know what happens after that? We play rugby. That's even more physical.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So after rugby gets canceled, guess what happens? We play soccer.
Russian roulette.
Until they until they finally just take the balls away. But and then everybody just plays basketball or wall ball again, and wall ball would get canceled.
Well, how do you do that if you don't have any balls?
They would take away they would take away the equipment that was provided to us to play.
But you could bring your own balls.
We could bring our own balls for wall ball, but but wall ball for some reason would get taken away as well.
Well, at least they didn't take the wall.
It was like every game that we tried to play was hidden in a secret scroll. You know that
if they allow you to bring your own balls, then they're like, okay, well, we're going to take away the wall. Then the building will collapse, and you'll have to stay home and play on your own wall with your own balls.
So after all this, everything basically banned for some reason. It was like an ancient scroll type thing where all these...
Hear ye, hear ye! All who can hear my words, Wall ball is canceled.
Basically, that's what happened.
Leave your balls at home.
Yeah. And then people would bring, we would play baseball, which that was their fault for providing a bat.
Where'd you get a baseball?
So they provided a bat.
Like a real bat or like a wiffle ball?
A wiffle ball bat.
Oh, okay.
With a wiffle ball, and that's their fault.
Well, what can you do with a wiffle ball?
We started doing, so because there was a ball growing up on television that was like advertised as, it's called a blitz ball.
Okay.
And it would, you just have to know how to pitch, like how to grip it, and it would do like sliders, curve balls, and everything.
Oh, okay.
So that
it had the colors where to put your fingers?
No, it was like just shaped weird.
Okay.
And it would do certain pitches like extremely, like if it was straight and it would curve down immediately.
Okay.
It just was good at it.
So what about middle school and high school?
Middle school, high school, we don't got any.
What do you do? You don't get any.
Nope.
You don't get any me time at school?
We just talk.
What do you talk about?
It was just all talking.
What do you talk about?
Anything and everything. Whatever was trending at that time.
Yeah. Did you see this video on TikTok?
Well, COVID messed up.
Did you see all these thick girls on my Facebook page?
COVID messed up 2 years of middle school.
We don't talk about COVID here.
But
COVID's a four-letter word.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we didn't do anything. We just ate lunch and talked.
So we could do, like, a four-hour show on COVID because you'd have to, like, staple my lips shut to get me to stop talking.
But that's what we did for recess.
All right. What's your next topic?
So you talked about bullying.
Yes, I did.
So go more into that.
Well, as, like, when you're a little kid, when you're like in grades, I want to say probably kindergarten through fourth grade, you were bullied. And then as you started, because in my grade school, it went to sixth grade. Then you went on to junior high.
Yeah.
So you went from being the little kids to now you're at the top of the.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, you're like, oh.
It's like a hierarchy.
I'm a sixth grader. I'm going to start telling the first graders,
I'm 10 what years to old. Do. Yeah.
Watch out, buddy. I rule the playground. I mean, when I say bully, it was basically just like throwing your weight around, saying, hey, you know, you would scare kids. You know, say, do this or get out of my way. And they'd be like, oh, God, the big kid's going to kill me. You know, just stuff like that. I mean, it was just harmless. I didn't like.
No, like.
I didn't like stalk.
Wedgies,
I didn't stalk. No.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing extreme happened.
Nothing I can remember. I mean, it's not like I stalked people and, you know, threatened their life and went to their house and said, you know, give me your lunch money or I'll rip your lungs out.
So, what did they bully people about? Just being an underclassman, or
yeah, it was just, hey, I'm the big kid, you're the little kid, so I'm gonna make sure you know that.
And, yeah,
you know, if I decide I'm gonna basically when I walk down the hallway and you see me, you better part the ways and let me through.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of stuff. Just, I mean, it was harmless. I mean, a few times things got a little physical, but it was warranted though.
Yeah. That's it for you?
Well, so if I had to pick a favorite era of my life that if I were caught in a perpetual time loop, it would be when I was in eighth grade. Because me and my friend, we basically ruled that school. I mean, we could get away with anything, even with the teachers. And nobody, I don't know why, but we could do whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, that was a blast. That was my favorite time growing up was eighth grade. But when I got into high school, because there was like twice as many kids. Because
the eighth grade teachers were like, watch out for these two.
Yeah, our pictures were up in the office, you know. Warning. But when I got into high school, there was like double the amount of kids and a lot of kids I didn't know, you know. And it was just like, back then I was what they call a wallflower, where I was never outgoing.
Oh.
You know, I would just kind of stand there and not talk. And be a wet noodle.
Wet noodle.
So I didn't have a, I mean, I had my friends, but I wasn't like, I didn't run for like class president, or I wasn't in the cliquey group, you know, where everybody's popular and they all wear the same clothes and shoes and shit. I was just, I was an outcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just me. It was the group I hung around with, but we just didn't have time for a lot of that shit. So, but bullying, I wouldn't, I mean, it wasn't like, hey, you know, where I carried around a baseball bat and said, give me your lunch money or I'm going to break your knees kind of thing. It was just, you know, trying to be a big shot.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I got, so in the classroom, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
In the classroom, you would, if you had to go to the bathroom or go to your locker or just got to do something, what would you say? What would happen? What was the situation?
Well, go into your locker, unless it was you had an assignment that you were turning in and you said, oh, I forgot it in my locker. Can I go get it? Yeah.
No problem. No. Uh-uh. You can only do this two times.
No, no. Bathroom. You could, yeah, they'd give you a pass. So, because they'd have like teachers that would, in when class was going on, they'd monitor the hallways to make sure kids weren't like escaping or doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. So, if they caught you, they'd say, do you have a pass? And you'd show them the pass. Yeah.
So, that's what I think should happen. So, but it doesn't.
That movie, there was a movie called Hall Pass.
Okay.
You remember that?
Maybe.
That's what that. That's what.
Oh,
it was.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We'll give
about.
You a hall pass.
Yeah.
So if you get stopped, I got a pass. So nothing. Okay. Well, do what you're gonna do and go back to class.
Anything else? Just that's it.
That was it. Yeah.
So we don't have hall monitors anymore, which should be a thing, I think, because.
Well, nowadays
we get a.
You should have people with weapons. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and I would be the first to volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd take somebody out.
If we have to either go to our locker for miss the work that we forgot in our locker or go to the bathroom, we have to get a pass, first of all, which is pointless.
Get a pass from who?
The teacher.
Oh, to go to your locker to get.
Yeah. Or to the bathroom, which is pointless because there's no hall monitors.
Yeah. It seems kind of pointless.
You don't run into anybody going through the hallway, except for maybe your friends or whoever. So there's no reason to have.
Well, but okay, I agree with what you're saying. But right now in schools, it's way different than when I mean,
yeah,
people are so on edge, and I hate to say it, but it's probably justified because you don't know, especially out here where we live. I mean, everybody's got guns.
Yeah, but I've seen kids walk out of school. So did you never have a problem with kids walking around the halls just to say, I have to go to the bathroom and just be gone the whole class and just walking around in the bathroom the whole time? You never had kids like that?
Not that I remember.
That's a problem with us. Also smoking in the bathroom and.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll never not happen in school. There were times when we might have said, hey, I got to go do this and I may not be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
But funny story. So we had, there were certain classes we had in junior high where it was just everybody, all the kids in the class, just, it was like a, nobody actually, it wasn't a plan. But it was just like, okay, this is the class where we're all going to give the teacher shit.
Yeah.
And it was music. We had this teacher. He's probably dead, so I'll give him his name was Mr. May. We tormented this poor bastard, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We changed the words to the songs and stuff, and he'd get so pissed. And he got so mad one day. He had an ink pen in his hand. And he's at the piano playing, and we're singing, and of course we're changing the words to some, something, you know, that it wasn't. And he stood up, and he goes, God damn it, and he slammed his hand on the piano, and his pen broke, and he had ink all over his hand, and we're all just like, oh, busting out laughing, and he left the room. That was fun. I'll never forget that. That was hilarious. But yeah, I look back at that and I'm thinking, God, man, we punished, tormented that poor guy. But yeah, anyway. Do you have, is there a class like that where?
Yeah, science.
Science?
Definitely science.
You pick on the teacher?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't give a name.
Yeah, but easy to, science is an easy class to just, because you have to talk, you have to respond.
Yeah.
And it's just an easy class to just say outlandish things. So.
There's more than two genders.
But yeah, just an easy class to say outlandish things too.
Speaking of that, so you remember your cousin Danny? She lives in California.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to visit her one time a couple years ago, and she's one of these woke people.
Yeah.
So she was telling us, and I'd never heard this term before, about a pansexual. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And your grandma goes, does that mean you want to have sex with a pan?
Yeah.
So I always wanted to walk up to somebody in a store who's like looking at pans and just stand next to them and just kind of go, those are pretty nice pans, aren't they? And have them go, what? I'm a pansexual. I'd probably end up getting arrested, but I think it'd be funny.
But
anyway.
Yeah. So back to the okay. Back to the bathroom thing. Now, at least in our school, we have to, teachers give out, like, maybe you can go to the locker and or the bathroom only twice in a semester. You have
twice a day or twice
the whole, just twice the whole semester.
They keep track of it.
Yeah, they write. They keep a tally on.
So
your
does
name.
Anybody say, well, you know, this is my third time, but if you don't let me go, we're gonna have a problem.
Yeah, people do, and then they get in trouble. It's crazy.
They get in trouble for saying it or for like
for leaving.
Oh, they just get up and leave.
Yeah.
Why? Well, okay, so
it's
what's
crazy
the point
to
of that?
Me.
Why would? Why?
I don't know. It's just something that teachers decided to do. I don't know why. Because kids want to skip. But I mean, if you actually have to go.
But if somebody's going to skip, they're going to skip.
Yeah. Like.
I mean, if you're going to skip a class, you just won't show up.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the class and decide, I don't want to be here anymore. Can I go to the bathroom and not come back?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I've ever done that.
But I have to get a doctor's note so I can go to the bathroom whenever I want. Because I have a small bladder. I have to go to the restroom a
I'm
lot.
Not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation. That's yeah. insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have to get a doctor's note, and the teachers all have to know, all my teachers have to know. And then teachers will be like, stop. You can't go to the bathroom right now.
I've got a note.
And I'm, yeah, I got the Superman note right there. And yeah, but.
Did you ever see the show? Well, you probably don't know. Welcome Back, Cotter.
No.
So it was about this teacher who taught high school, and he used to be a student there, and there was a gang there called the Sweat Hogs. It was a comedy. John Travolta was in it. That was his first TV show, I think. But anyway, there was this character in the show called Epstein, and he'd always bring notes to school about something. And he'd read it, and he'd say, blah, 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 whatever it is. Please excuse Juan from gym class today, whatever.
Oh.
And it'd say, signed, Epstein's mom. All right, what do you got next?
Field trips. Did you go on any field trips?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Where and what?
Oh, God. Let me see if I can even remember. Field trips. I know I did, but I can't remember where.
Not rememberable it was, field trips?
Well, I'm sure it was probably a museum or a... Oh, I know. One. It was... God, what? I think this was grade school. We were... I don't know what class it was, but we were studying the story... Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, okay.
So at the time, there was a Romeo and Juliet movie that just came out, and we all got to go to the theater and watch it.
That's your main takeaway from your field trips?
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah, but you never went, you never had a grand one where you went really far, nothing?
I don't.
Were you one of the kids that were like absolutely devious on field trips?
No.
No?
No. You know what? I don't remember really. I remember more of going on field trips when your dad was in school.
Yeah.
Because if I could, I always volunteered to go. I mean, we went we went pretty far too. We went one time on a 3-hour trip out of town one way. And, did I go on any with you?
Probably.
If we did, which I'm sure we did, we didn't go far. It was all local stuff. Yeah. Probably museums and parks, maybe. Although I can't imagine why we would go to a park. But I don't really remember.
Well, growing up, I also had like a daycare thing where we went to the YMCA and we had random field trips. And the park was a big thing. Like,
that wasn't really
because it was a historical park.
But a field trip is more, you're going somewhere to learn something.
Yeah, it's a historical park.
Let's take these little bastards to the park so they'll leave us alone. Yeah. All right, what else you got? What are these questions your mom wanted me to know?
Yeah, that was the last of my...
I'm waiting for
my
this.
My school questions.
I'm not sure I want to...
My mom...
I reserve the right to not answer any of these questions.
My mom gave me two questions to just ask you. And I wrote down, my mom said to mention Star Lab. I don't know if you know it, but she said you'll probably know it.
Star Lab?
Yeah.
In what context?
I don't know. She just said, mention the Star Lab and he will know exactly what I'm meaning. And he could rant on to you about it.
As what, though?
I don't know.
Star Lab?
And she was confused to even spell it. She didn't. She was like, you know how to spell star? And then I was like, so yeah, is there a space in between that lab part? And she was like, I don't know.
So your mom says Star Lab. I'm drawing a blank on that. I'm not sure what she's referring to. So we'll have to get with her and maybe clarify that on the next episode. Because I should have mentioned earlier that we have the capability now to take phone calls. And if I knew what she was talking about, I'd call her and get her on here. But I'm not sure I want her to say what it is because I don't know. All right. So let's go to the next one.
So... She also mentioned that she has a lot of stories about this, but you maybe have stories about this. She called it the Brown Ranger car. Like she called
truck?
She called it I can't remember
exactly. I had a brown Ford Ranger.
But she said like you could fart in there and your head would touch the ceiling. It was real small.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She wanted you to talk about this.
The Ranger?
Yeah. This must be a very big thing in her memory, I guess. She called it something specific, but...
Huh.
You got no stories about this thing?
Well, yeah, but I don't know how it would involve her, other than...
She said you would pick her up from places, and it would be jammed, and...
Oh, yeah, because it only had two seats.
Yeah, she was like, it only had two seats?
Yeah.
What is this guy thinking?
Well, okay, so here's how I... So that was actually my dad's truck. He bought it new. And long story short, he offered to sell it to me because he wanted a new truck and I needed a new car. So I bought it from him and I had it for several years. I've got pictures. Your dad, I've got pictures of it because we had to do some major repair work on parts of the bed. And I've got pictures of it. We had to take the bed off and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, I mean, that was... I'm just trying to think how it would involve her. I mean,
I don't know. She
It may have been where they were going somewhere, and I either picked them up or took them. But yeah, it was small for sure.
Yeah, she was just randomly just saying things off that would involve you.
Like what?
Just giving me ideas about things, and she randomly was like, "Ask him about these Star Lab and this
Star Lab
and this brown." Truck that's very small.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. I don't know. I don't know where she wanted to go with that, but she wanted me to mention it. So
I wonder if we should call her.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Possibly. I don't know what she's doing right now. She just left house 2 minutes ago. So.
Oh, okay. That's probably not an option then. Yeah, but I don't know. I'll have to ask her about the truck thing. Really puzzles me because.
Wasn't really involved with that?
Well, I don't think I really had it that long when we moved out here. Maybe I did. I don't remember.
And so she gave me some other ideas that I think this kind of connects with some stuff. Vacations. Like vacations growing up and also with your kids and like what'd you go on?
Vacations, yeah. Oh, God.
Growing up or?
Oh, me growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so here was my vacation life as a kid.
Yeah.
So there was only one grandparent alive when I grew up, and that was my dad's dad, my granddad. He lived in North Dakota. It was like an 11-hour drive, one way.
Yeah.
So every year, that's where we went.
That's it?
Every year.
Every year.
And we would get there, and he lived in this little town called Fairmont, and you could stand on the end of the road and see the end of the town. I mean, you think your town's small? It's probably half the size of
yeah.
where you live. And he had, I'm not sure what the story was here. I don't know that I want to know, but he had a live-in. They weren't married, but they lived together. And she was like, she was a typical housewife. She did all the cooking, the cleaning, the, you know.
Yeah.
And he was older. He was probably in his late 60s, early 70s. But we would go there and we'd hear the same stories.
Yeah.
I mean, from the last time we were there. Sometimes even the same stories from the same visit. And we'd sit outside and just talk.
Yeah.
And that was it. For like, we stayed at the same hotel every time. And it was the weirdest thing. Because as a kid, you're like, oh, I'm going on vacation. And it wasn't until I got older, where I was like, this is just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, we go to the same place, stay in the same, we drive the same roads, no deviation whatsoever. But as soon as we got there, I mean, it was 11-hour drive. 5 minutes after we parked the car and got out, my dad would start talking about coming home.
Really?
I'm like, we just fucking got here, man. But yeah, that was, I shouldn't say, I remember a couple times he took us fishing when I was little, and we caught a bunch of fish, and I remember we took them home and ate them for supper, but this lady who he lived with, talk about, I shouldn't say it's unhealthy, but she would like for breakfast, she would make bacon, and she'd keep the bacon grease in the pan and start making
flaking it.
Well, she'd like put the eggs in and mix the grease and shit. And yeah. It's like, well. And part of the reason I probably, as I got older, disliked going there was I had pretty long hair and they used to make fun of me relentlessly, nonstop. She used to call me a girl and shit.
When did you stop going there on vacations?
Probably when I was 14 or 15.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they ever let me stay home on my own. I doubt it. When I got older, I was just like, I don't want to go. Well, you have to go. I don't want to go. But the one time, the only time it was enjoyable was we rented an RV one time and we stayed at this campground. And that was fun because back then, I probably shouldn't tell you this.
Keep going.
So I'm not saying by today's standards, I guess you would say it's a form of child abuse. But my dad, I took my first sip of alcohol at about 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
And my dad would basically let me drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one time we went, let's see what happened first. Anyway, it was 4th of July, I'm pretty sure. And I got drunk as shit at our house. And my mom was like, stop giving him beer. It's harmless. And I'm just like, hey, man, did you hear the one about the... But the one, I remember one time we went, there's a drag strip nearby.
Yeah.
And God, I couldn't drive. There's no way I looked old enough to be able to buy alcohol. But they let me buy it. I mean, I was making beer runs up to the concession stand, and they'd sell it to me. I got so freaking drunk. I remember on the drive home, he was drunk too. I was hanging out the window, driving down the road, and these people were next to us. And I think they were at the drag show too. Not drag show, the drag race. And I'm hanging out the window. I'm going, whoa! It's like, I'm like fucking 12 years old. you know. And I got home, and my mom, I either reeked of alcohol or it was apparent I was drunk. And my mom goes, "Is he drunk?" And my dad's like, "No,
nah."
And I just went, "Where's my bed?" But yeah, I had an interesting childhood. But anyway, getting back to the point of this, so we stayed at this campground, and it was the same thing. They'd let me buy. I mean, they had a bar there. What? And they had like, they had a bowling game. It was like shuffleboard, but it was bowling. They had like the pins that would, if you hit one, it would like fold up inside, and then.
Oh yeah.
And we'd go up there for hours and drink and play that. You know, and I'm like fucking 12 years old. And I never thought anything of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, by today's standards, they would have locked him up. It probably put me in foster care. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I could go on about that, but we'll save that for when you're about 10 years older. But vacations when I got older with our kids was, I think the first major vacation we took was a cruise to the Bahamas. And I hated that. God, oh, I hated that. So we departed in Orlando, I think it was. So we had to get down to Florida. We flew down to Florida. There were parts of the cruise part was I couldn't stand it. So anyway, we got on the ship. And at first I was like, oh, this is cool. I mean, there's every, you know, anything you want. You can sit there and eat for 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, you could put on 400 pounds by the time you get off that boat. So we went exploring, and it took us probably an hour or two to see everything on the ship. And it's like, okay, we've seen everything. We still got 3 days here. Yeah. What are we going to do? And we had the bedroom that we had two beds. And I ended up having to sleep on this thing that supposed to be converted to a bed, but it was like sleeping on a board.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no mattress or nothing. It was just like, oh, God, I couldn't wait to get off that ship. I will never go on a cruise again, ever. You ever been on one?
I've been on a day cruise.
Oh, that's different. I'm talking that this was, and the thing was, as soon as you leave, you're trapped. I mean, there's nowhere to go.
Oh yeah.
And they had a pool, like a little mini water park that had a water slide and shit. So I thought, okay, well, one day let's go swimming. But the water in the pool, they had to have like pumped it up. It was ocean water, salt water. Because I remember,
that's wild.
I went underwater and I opened my eyes and I'm like, ah! I felt like my eyes were like fraying out of my head. But the cool part about that vacation, when we got back, I believe it was when we got back, we still had a day or two before we had to come back. So we spent some time. I think we went to Disney World one time. I could be wrong about that. I've been there a couple times. But we went to Kennedy Space Center for the first time. That was cool. Because that stuff just, that's something I really enjoy. So we took this, we spent the whole day there because we went on this bus tour and it took a long time. It took you to all the buildings and all the history and stuff. So that was cool. But the cruise part, yeah. So I remember I told everybody, I said, I'm not getting in the ocean. Why? I said, there's shit in here that can eat you and kill you. Oh. So everybody's bugging me. Come on, get in the ocean. Get in the ocean. So I walked up there and put my foot in there. I said, okay, there. I'm in the ocean. I shut up. I wasn't impressed with the Bahamas, really.
Yeah.
But we went to Hawaii once, which that was okay. Long-ass plane ride, like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think the best family vacation we took was when we first went to Nashville and Memphis. That was fun. But sadly, I recently, last year, went to back to Memphis to see a concert. And oh my God. It's just, it's unrecognizable. Yeah. It looks like a third world country. There's like homeless people everywhere. And they're just like everywhere. Dirty, dirty, filthy. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, I did not feel safe at all. I think the last vacation we took as a family was probably Hawaii. Because then kids were getting older and things started getting expensive, more expensive to do. And so we just kind of, we did like, We do like maybe day trips, weekend things. Like we went to Wrigley Field a couple times.
So you guys like did like family nights and family travels like sometimes and
family nights?
Yeah, like board games.
Oh yeah. We tried. It lasted maybe
too competitive?
No, it's just nobody wanted to do it.
That's
for the kids. The kids, they just got bored with it. So no pun intended. But yeah, we tried. I mean, as kids get older, they just kind of want to go their own way.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Movie nights.
Once in a while. We didn't really. Yeah. When a movie came out everybody wanted to see, we'd go rent it.
And yeah.
I'll watch it.
Back when my mom says you could get popcorn in a movie for $5.
$5? What is it now?
Expensive. Popcorn?
Yeah.
By itself?
Yeah.
I think it's like $14.
Oh, my God.
With a medium drink?
I haven't been to a movie. Probably the last one we saw. What was that? It was Star Wars? One of the Star Wars?
No, we watched Batman. That was the last one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Well, there actually used to be a theater locally. It's not here anymore. It was called the Dollar Theater. It cost you $1 to get in to see the movie. But where they got you was the concessions, and it was crazy.
I mean,
for the time, it was like $6 for a drink, and so that's where they made their money. They didn't last long, and they only had, I think they had maybe four theaters, and they weren't big at all. So where our local grocery store is,
yeah,
that used to be
a movie theater.
A theater. There was like 12 screens in that place.
Yeah,
and yeah, that was the place to be. And right next to that, when I was a teenager and growing up as a kid, there was a drive-in right next to it. So yeah, there at one time in this town there was probably, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 or 5 drive-in movies.
Hmm.
And that was, oh God, here I go again. I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but yeah, we used to live at the drive-ins on the weekends.
Is that all?
Well, all that I want to share at the moment.
Come on.
Well.
The point of this. Come on.
So, we had one close to my house where we grew up, and we knew the guy that ran it, so he would let us in for free.
Yeah.
But he said, you got to drive in the exit. So, you've been to a drive-in, right?
Yeah.
So, there's one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
And so, we'd drive in the exit, and people would just be like, hey, what are you doing? And we'd be just like, hey, screw you. So we'd park, and we'd meet a bunch of people there, and inevitably somebody brought, you know, some contraband. And we had a good old time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, the theater, the drive-in I'm talking about, so they started out, when we started going there, they would show movies like Animal House and Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And it slowly evolved into this weird softcore porn stuff. And it was just like, what? You know, it's just like, eh. I mean, it got less fun to go there because of that. And it was just like, Jesus, what is this? So next to the theater, there was a road. It was actually the school, the grade school I went to was right next to it. So there was a access road between the two. So when I started showing all these softcore porn movies, you drive by there at night doing whatever, going or coming from whatever, and you'd see these cars parked along that road where guys were in there just, you couldn't hear anything, but you could see it, you know, and they'd sit in their cars and watch these movies. I'm not sure what they were doing, but
that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, prices, it's probably,
that's
like,
crazy.
It's probably like
$40. What's it cost to go to a movie?
It's probably like $40 to $40-$60 for like three people to see a movie and get some stuff.
Well, okay, so when I go to a movie, I sneak in my own stuff.
Yeah.
My own drinks, my own food.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that. You remember the time, I don't know what movie we were watching, but I keep a pocket knife in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's got a clip on it. You can see it.
Yeah.
And so we pay for the ticket. I'm sure we got a drink or something. Maybe not, but I don't know. So you go to give your ticket to the, whatever that person is, that just sits there and takes your ticket. I don't know what their title is, but I walk up there, and the guy goes, you got a pocket knife? Yeah. Why, you need it? He goes, you can't come in here with that. And I'm going, what? What do you think I'm going to do with a pocket knife? You got to take that out to your car.
That might have been around the time where
I think that was around the time that guy shot up the Batman movie.
Yeah, the Joker, the guy who dressed up as Joker.
But I'm like, I mean, I'm with my grandson. What do you think? We're like two little terrorists. We're going to come in here and shoot the place up. There's nobody here anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, so I had to go take my knife out to the car. And thinking back on that, I should have just put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
So, you know. And of course, we came back in and I just gave him the hairy eyeball, you know, like you little Nazi. What else you got?
What else I got? Let's go with a shorter one. Let's go shoes. Let's talk shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah. Like shoes growing up. Was it a big thing of your to even care about?
No.
Not at like it is now?
Well, when I had to start buying my own clothes and stuff, it was just, if it was cheap, I'd buy it. I didn't care what it was.
Any name brand shoes that you can throw out there?
I think I might have had a pair of Nikes at one time when they first came out.
Yeah.
But when I was, I just thought of this. When I was a kid growing up, Saturday morning, during Saturday morning cartoons, they'd have commercials for PF Flyers. Do you know what those are?
I've heard of it.
They were sneakers. But the tagline for the commercial was, run faster, jump higher. And they'd show this kid running like a maniac and jumping like 50 feet up in the air. And it's like, of course, you're like a kid. I got to get some of those. I don't know that I ever got any, but that was the big shoe when I was a kid. But I don't think I ever got any. But no, I was never. The only clothes thing that was kind of trendy when I was growing up was Levi jeans.
That was a big thing?
Yeah.
Everybody wanted it?
Well, because it had that tag, that Levi tag. You know, if you didn't have that tag, you were look at this guy. He's wearing Wranglers or Huskies. But, you know, that kind of stuff. I know at one time, and I don't know why this shifted, but if you wore white socks, people called you a Polak.
What is that?
A person from Poland. Because you never heard a Polak joke?
No.
Like, how many people does it take? How many Polaks does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Five.
Why?
One to hold the bulb and four to turn the ladder. I don't know. For some reason, Polish people were looked at as really stupid.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we're probably going to get kicked off the air for that. But yeah, so.
Well, I have a Polish uncle, so. I'm not canceled.
You should ask him.
I'm not canceled.
You should ask him, hey, how many Polaks does it take to screw in a light bulb?
It's either uncle or, like, he's like a great-great uncle or something, so.
But yeah, for some reason, if you wore white socks, like tube socks, you were called a Polak.
That's weird.
And then it just went away, and everybody started wearing white socks. And there was this thing, too, like, if you were going to go somewhere, like your parents were taking you somewhere, it was, you were looked upon like a leper if you had to sit in the back seat by yourself.
A leper?
Yeah, I mean, you were like an outcast. There was a word for it, but I can't remember what it was. So we'd run to the car, and I'm not going to sit back there by myself. I don't want to be a boop, whatever it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. Like, who's gonna make fun of you for sitting in the back of your car?
You're whoever you were with.
Really?
Not your parents, but, you know, like in my case, it was one of my sisters or both of them.
And they would also be sitting in the back.
No,
right?
one would be in the front.
Wow.
So, like, if there was, like, my mom would take us somewhere and it was me and one of my sisters, it was a race for me and my sister to get into the front seat. I'm not going to sit back here by myself. People make fun of me and I'm wearing white socks, too. I should just kill myself.
So, are you the oldest, middle, what?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
Yeah.
So that's why it was a real competition.
I was the only boy, too.
Yeah. The real outcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I had, not that I'm, you know, you don't need to get out the violins and play sad music, but I really had no, family-wise, I really had no male role models because my dad worked two jobs, and he really wasn't around. I mean, he was around, but
He was watching wrestling.
He wasn't a very active parent as far as doing stuff with the kids.
Yeah.
I really think, looking back on it, I don't think he really wanted kids. I think he worked two jobs, just, I don't want to be here. But, yeah, I remember, because on the weekends, he was like a backyard mechanic, so he'd work on his own cars. And, yeah. But back then, you could work on cars. They were pretty simple, yeah. Not like they are today. But I remember I always got stuck being his helper. And I didn't know. I mean,
it's kind of how it is now, though.
Yeah, but.
But not as extreme, probably.
So my earliest memory of that, and I bet you I couldn't have been more than 4 years old. I don't know. He was doing brakes or something, and he needed a tool. And basically, I would just sit there and wait for him to say,
yeah.
Do this, do that. He said something like, go get me a 3/8 open-end wrench or something like that. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So I come back with a screwdriver or a pair of pliers. I'm just like, I don't know. I'll just pick something and hope it's right. And I come back and I hand it to him. And he's like, what in the hell is that? I didn't ask you for that. I asked you for this. And I'm like, I'm 4 years old. I don't even know what we're doing here. And yeah, that's kind of how that went. So, yeah, I mean, I learned more from friends, because my best friend growing up had an older brother. You know, I should probably just shut up.
Keep going.
Well, okay, so it was the 60s, right? I mean, Vietnam was everywhere. You know, that was the big thing. And I can remember, I was probably 8 or 9, somewhere around there. But we'd sit around and talk politics and, you know.
At 8 or 9?
Oh, yeah. And I was deathly afraid that I was going to get drafted.
Yeah.
Because the war was still going on and there was no end in sight.
Yeah.
And we'd sit around and talk about, you know, all that crazy shit. Of course, you know, the hippies and the, yeah, crazy times. And musically, holy crap, man. I was around when all the good stuff started to pop, the 70s. Like, I remember my first exposure to heavy metal was Black Sabbath, Paranoid album, when that first came out. Alice Cooper. I was there when a lot of those bands first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's coming to the fair this year.
Yeah.
Are you going to be here?
Because
that's when you guys go to Florida, isn't it?
It's around the same time, but I'm pretty sure it makes the cut.
I'm still debating on that. If you're not going to be here, I probably won't go, but
I want to be in front row, so.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching you from afar.
Yeah.
So, speaking of music, we have decided to do another, give each other an assignment here to listen to one of our favorite records growing up. And then next time we get together, we'll review that, kind of like we did with the Travis Scott and the Star Castle.
Yeah. Well, mine isn't my favorite growing up, but this is something that I listen to on the daily. So
you listen to it every day?
Yeah.
And so you gave me...
I gave you Dog Boy by Zillikami.
Okay.
So he is a
rapper. Dog Boy is the title of the album?
Yeah.
Why is there a significance behind that?
Yeah, so Dog is...
Is he ugly?
No. So Dog... So basically, he is a rapper that is also part of a duo group. So he is a rapper himself, but he's also part of a duo group that is a metal rap type of thing.
Metal rap?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's part of that. And he doesn't use auto-tune. It's all his voice. Sure. You can understand him. His lyrics in most songs are...
Well, I learned my lesson there. I'll have to make sure I have the lyrics at standby. So, is there 19 songs on this album?
No, there's maybe 12. Okay. Tops. Okay. But his lyrics are great. It's very... So, a lot of his songs are meaningful. Some of them are obviously throwaways because, I mean, he's a rapper, so he's going to have some throwaway songs of just random things. But, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, my assignment is Dog Boy by Zillikami.
Yep.
That can't be his real name. You know what kills me about rappers?
Huh.
So, they have these names like 50 Cent and
50 Cent
Snoopy Dogg or whatever his name
Snoop
is.
Dog.
And you look them up, like I think Snoop Dogg, his real name is Calvin or something.
Yeah.
<It's> like, no wonder he's Snoop Dogg. All right. So
hold on. You were talking about the dog significance. So he mentions this a lot in the album. Dog means his like his friends. It's his friends is basically what the dogs are.
Oh, like the dog pound?
Basically. So so basically the dogs is just his friends. People close to him is basically what dog is.
Do you know what I'm referring to with that?
No.
You remember Arsenio Hall?
No.
Oh, well, he had a talk show, late night talk show. He's a black guy. And he would come out and he'd do this and the crowd would go woo 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 like dogs.
Yeah.
And he'd call him the dog. That's my dog pound. yeah.
But when he refers to dogs, he means his gotcha. People close to him.
His peeps.
Sure.
Is that still a thing?
No, but okay. At least you know it, I guess.
Yeah, it's those things you eat, right?
Yeah.
Those marshmallow bunnies?
Yeah. My mom loves those.
Haven't had one in a long time. They still make those?
Yeah. Right. All different flavors. Even they did a poll.
Banana?
Yeah, probably. They did a poll between states to see what's the favorite flavor, like what colors for the states to represent it.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah. What? That could be a flavor. What?
Yeah. I mean, I could. Talk it up to the peep people.
Hey, what's up, peeps? Mac and cheese. Call me.
MK?
All right. So I'm going to give your ears a treat.
Yeah?
I'm assigning you the album Diamond Dogs by David Bowie.
Okay.
So my advice to you in listening to this, if you listen to it once and you say, this is the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
Listen to it again. Okay.
Listen to the words.
Yeah.
It's kind of a concept album. So it's all like, all the songs have this theme to them.
Okay.
But I love that album. Yeah. I'm not a huge David Bowie fan, but this is a really good album. This is one of those albums I bought because of the cover. I used to, because you could buy records so cheap then.
Yeah.
I'd go to the record store and...
Now they're like $20, $40.
Yeah. Back then, and I should show you. I don't know. I don't think I've ever shown you this. So the local record store where I'd buy albums, I've got every receipt of every... I still have.
Really?
Yeah, of every album I ever bought. Brand new album, guess how much?
$1.
No.
I don't know. Probably $8.
$5.25.
Yeah, on every one?
Yeah, for a long time.
Huh.
Well, some... So they had this... They had... It's kind of like comic shops where they have the quarter rack.
Yeah.
So they'd have what they'd call cutouts. So what it was the record. It was sealed, but it had a flaw in the... Out in the cover, like there was a hole in it or a tear or whatever they call them, cutouts. Sometimes you get those for like $1.
So I was halfway right.
Yeah, kind of. But anyway, so I'd go there and I'd just start, I could spend hours in there. I'd start looking at the covers, and if a cover caught my eye, I would, unless there was something there I wanted more, I would buy it just because of the cover. But so you need to look at the covers front and back on this.
All right.
So. Yeah, so I think you'll like it. It's an interesting album. He's a very creative guy. All right, so before we take off here, we're going to acknowledge our sponsors once again, C&J Superior Tools. They are a Snap-on tool franchise who can get you any tool, any gadget under the sun. If they don't have it, they can get it. If they can't get it, it doesn't exist. You can give them a call at area code 563-949-0160. Facebook group is C&J Superior Tools. So if you're in the need of any tools or gadgets related to that kind of stuff, give them a call. They'll give you a great deal. So next time we'll have these album reviews. Do you have any closing comments?
No birds.
All right. So we're going to close this one down. I'm GT.
I'm Daniel.
And this time on the mic is over.